After having computed the deviations of the group means from the grand mean, these deviation scores are squared. Then each squared deviation is multiplied by the sample size for the group. These products are then added to obtain the sum of squares between, as shown in the first equation. Using the case study data, let's follow the equation. The sum of squares between is equal to the product of the sample size for the quiet condition times the squared difference of the mean for the quiet condition minus the grand mean, plus the product of the sample size for the music condition times the squared difference of the mean for the music condition minus the grand mean, plus the product of the sample size of the TV condition times the squared difference of the mean of the TV condition minus the grand mean. Note in the second equation how the equation for the sum of squares between looks when using notation. Note, too, that we can also use the summation symbol to simplify the equation, which is shown in the third equation, in which we created the general form of equation to represent all cases for any number of groups.